Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back, Sports to the Max. You've heard about the NFL Combine. Let's go right to the source and the site. Dean Dalton is there observing former Vikings assistant coach, much more, consulting with teams and everything else. And Dean, our producer Susan was just asking me about the Combine. I was trying to explain it to her in concise terms. Explain who's at the Combine, and not just the kids that are participating, but there's the teams. Then who else? Who all goes to the Combine?
Well, obviously, there's 337 of the top college football players were invited here by a company called the National Scouting Service, and they run the combine for the NFL and for the 32 teams. And what it has become over the years, Mike, early years when I was with the Vikings, it was mostly the players and the personnel. Scouts and the personnel directors and the coaches and all the medical doctors from each team and trainers. And that was it. Now it's evolved into a full-fledged NFL convention. So one day, all the video directors from all 32 teams will have a series of meetings, all the public relations directors, all the marketing directors. So it's become an NFL convention for the 8 days that it's going on. And the original design was really a player evaluation, a centralized place to evaluate players. And the biggest part of the evaluation on the combine was for the medical evaluations, because back in the old days, they didn't have a centralized medical opportunity for evaluation. So therefore, a player that had any kind of injury history, he would have to do a physical at every visit. In some cases, that would be 32 physicals between the end of his college year and the draft. So that's the big part, is the medical and the opportunity to interview the players in person. Those are the most important aspects from evaluation. What you see on TV, on the NFL Network and ESPN and those channels that cover this event, is all of the drills and the athleticism of these great players. We just saw Henry Ruggs from Alabama just ran a 4.28.
Whoa!
Yeah, so that's one of the exciting things. But he also had to sit through 8 hours of medical interviews and job interviews.
So you sat on these as a member of the staff. Do you get more out of watching them run and do things, or do you get more out of the interviews?
Interviews, no really? Question about it. Well, we've all looked at the game tape, which is the most important.
I got you.
Evaluation.
So you know if they you got a pretty good idea if they can play or not.
Exactly. What you like to do in person is just meet them, see them, get a feel for the intangibles of their personality, of their leadership style or lack of leadership, how they interact with the other guys, how they learn and listen, and follow instructions, and how they manage themselves in a group, because they're about to join your group. And as we used to say, both with Denny Green and then with Mike Tice, when I was coaching the Vikings, we wanted to make sure that they fit our meeting room and our team culture, and you try to grow the team like that.
Well, so let's say you got them sitting down, and you say to the kid, how important is football in your life? What's the right answer there if you're giving the answer to a coaching staff?
Well, it's a job interview. And obviously, all these coaches' livelihoods depend on the success of football. So you want to have somebody that's very serious about the game. And at the same time, they got to have some balance in their life. So it's not a fine line. It's a pretty broad stroke. And everyone's personality is going to lend itself a good answer or a bad answer. But the right answer from a coach's perspective is that it's very important to you, and that's why you're here.
And what if you ask a kid, are you a leader? Do 90% of them say yes?
You know what? It's interesting. I would have thought so.
Yeah.
But that's not necessarily the case.
Really?
Probably 3 out of 5 say yes. and the other two say they're team players, if they're smart.
Yeah, yeah. Team players, because if you're not a leader, then you better be a team player, right?
Exactly.
But that's one of the things I would appreciate that, honestly, because there are kids that aren't made to lead. And if they just say, look, man, I'm going to give you everything I got, but I'm not the guy that's going to call somebody out, I would find that to be a refreshing answer.
Oh, you're dead on, Mike. And you've been a part of teams throughout your entire life, your sports career and then your professional life. And there's, you know, it's every part of a team has a role. And so, you know, you got to get somebody that's going to accept the role that they're in, and then excel at that role. And so if you get that answer as a team player, that's a winning answer.
Now let's see.
And if they are a leader, then it's a bonus.
Now let's just say that you're going. I'm trying to figure out what's off limits as well as you get to know these kids. Can you say to them, do you see yourself married in 5 years, or would you rather just play the field and have fun for the next 5 years? Would that be a fair question? I mean, are you trying to evaluate everything about them?
Well, one thing I can guarantee you, Mike, is there's no HR department overseeing these interviews.
Okay.
So it's kind of fair game to ask some questions. Oftentimes you're not politically correct just to see how they react.
Right.
And there are situations. I remember asking a young man, and I got such a quick response, and it was such a targeted response. Everyone in the, you know, in the area that was listening to it was just overreacted with laughter and a little bit of shock, because I said, "Have you ever been arrested?"
Yeah.
And we knew his background, and we wanted to see how he would answer it and what type of level of honesty he would give us. And he said, yes, but never convicted. And it was such a quick response. We laughed out loud. And
how can you not laugh at that? Right.
Yeah. But the truth is nowadays this has become such a big event. And there's a bit of, coaching and practice that goes into, the student athletes, because they're about to become professional athletes. And so it's such a big business, as you know, that their agents will go and hire interview coaches and do all those things. So you can, that's the other part you try to do is, and that's why you don't have to be PC in all your questioning, because you're trying to get them out of a rote response or a canned response or a rehearsed response and get them off script a little and see who they really are.
Dean, you get back in there. Appreciate it very much. You go back in and mingle at the combine, and we'll talk soon, okay?
Yes, sir, Michael. Hey, by the way, I heard you giving the weather report as we rolled in. And I will tell you, in Indianapolis, it's 28 and a light, fluffy snow.
Oh, boy.
Which has been surprising, because the last 2 days it's been snowing. And so I felt like I was at home. And all the guys from the warm weather cities are blaming the Minnesota guy.
What else is new? Thanks, Dean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.